You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We are announcing one of our latest authors, so Tyler Devereaux, who is co-founder and CEO of Multifamily Capital Partners and also the Multifamily Mindset. Tyler, great to have you on the show.
What's up, Adam? Great to be here, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to getting you on the line and going into your businesses and talking about your journey and really how you got to where you're at. But before we get into all of that, and of course, we'll talk a little bit about the book. We're not going to go too far into that for everybody listening, just to let you know, because we'll be bringing Tyler back on the show for a second part of this two-part interview series when the book is actually out and live and launched. But for today, we'll start this interview the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Tyler, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Tyler, what mission matters to you?
Love this question, bro. And I think that more people need to ask this question because it's the core and the root of everything that we do, right? So many people think multifamily, you know, capital partners, multifamily mindset, and they think of just an investment company that acquires real estate. We are so much more than just an investment company that acquires real estate, man. We help people attack their doubts and take ownership of their life so they can elevate themselves and be a blessing in the lives of literally everyone that they come in contact with. I just believe that things change when you own something, right? When you're, you know, when you own something, you're no longer this spectator or a victim of circumstance. You become an owner and the creator of circumstance. And I just believe that life is best lived when it's owned, bro. And so what do? We help people take ownership of their lives, right? Mindset. I believe that all growth and prosperity starts with mindset. Take ownership of their finances. And we do that by value creation. You know, I believe that value creation leads to wealth creation. And then really at the core of everything as well is just taking ownership for other people. Like accepting that responsibility has been just a major catalyst in my life. And so I love and I'm grateful to be in a position now to help others do the exact same thing and help others in their own lives. So that's what we do. That's the mission that matters to us, bro.
It's great. So for you, like, where did all this start? Like, whether it was real estate or entrepreneurship or just like this idea of ownership, like, where did all that start for you?
Yeah. You know, we all have pivotal moments in our lives, right? That shape how we think, decisions we make, goals we have. And one for me was when I was growing up, I have an amazing family, right? It's an amazing family with full of love. But a pivotal moment for me was my dad. My dad started a business when I was, I don't know, 12, 13 years old. Ended up becoming consumed with that business. And so moved out of the country. My mom raised four kids on her own. And we saw struggle, you know? And so I know this is maybe a funny intro as to how did it start for you. But this is how it started for me because I saw struggle. I saw my mom struggle and I was not in a position to help. And I never wanted to be in that position again, honestly. I mean, that was a key thing for me. I just never wanted to see somebody that I love and care about in a position where they needed help and I wasn't in a position to help. So ultimately, dude, I took ownership and this responsibility to be that person that changes the narrative for my family. But just not just my family. Like it started with my family, but it starts with, you know, it continues with far more than just family. So I started a business, for example, I started a business at 16. That was an awesome business, made great money that helped provide just some extra in my family's life, right? Bills and things like that. That was a big confidence boost for me as a person, but also an identity boost for me as a person. My identity became that person who people rely on. And, you know, that's weighed heavy on my shoulders a lot of times in my life, but bro, I wouldn't take that or change that for anything, because it has forced me and caused me to do amazing things and live this amazing life that, bro, I'm just grateful for, you know, and that's where that ownership of others comes into play. So that side of things mixed with, I had this amazing opportunity where I saved up all my money and I went and did service for 2 years. And that experience for me, I mean, you think this is 19 years old. I go and I move to another country. I moved up to Canada and I did service for 2 years. There, I don't know anybody. And, but it wasn't about me at all, right? It was all about serving other people. And what's crazy is this time of uncertainty. I mean, I found certainty and I found happiness. What I found out was true happiness and fulfillment comes from serving others. Mm-hmm. And so to answer your question in a condensed way, how did it start? Well, number one, necessity. I believe necessity is one of the greatest motivators in the world. And then number two, just seeing how service can light people up and light your own life up. And, you know, struggled through my 20s trying to find my way, bought some rental properties, started with single family properties, and then ran into my partner now. His name is Ryan Woolley. Ran into him in my late 20s. He was buying apartment buildings, introduced me to that. And now we own, you know, a little over $400 million of real estate together. I've trained thousands of investors to do the same thing. And I've made an impact and a difference, man. So that's where it started.
Yeah. So you started in and you had other businesses. And then at some point, as you were kind of on this journey, as you mentioned, you're picking up properties and you're like, was there kind of like an aha moment where the light went off where you're like, you know, real estate's for me, like this is where I need to spend, you know, a good portion of my time or maybe the rest of my life in terms of helping others? Or was it gradual? Like, was there a moment like that? I'm curious.
Absolutely. No, there definitely was. And it was a gradual moment, but then there was this moment. Okay. So I started a web business, okay, web design, web hosting company in my early 20s, made some money, bought a rental property. I bought a property and rented it out to all my buddies who were going to school, not because I thought this was going to be a business, but I was like, well, shit, man, I'm going to buy this property. I might as well have my buddies live there. And I'm trying to, you know, run and grow this internet business.
Yeah.
But I saw that it was a great form of passive income. You know, these people are paying me money to live there. Awesome.
It's amazing. So I started buying a couple more.
Oh, totally. Totally. And at first it was like, man, if I could just break even, I'm pumped. But then I buy a couple more and I'm starting to gain some cash flow. And I think that's how a lot of people start with real estate is what they know. Like they know people who own single family homes and single family rentals. And so they're like, well, that's what I'm going to start. The problem is there's not enough room for profit to justify partners or other people. And so what you end up doing is shouldering everything and you limit yourself and your ability to grow within that business. Yeah. And so two pivotal moments for me. Okay. One is when I started seeing some rental income come in. Two is when I realized that I was not making the money that I wanted to make, but I was completely capped out on my actual ability to carry out I couldn't scale that thing any farther. So I needed to find a way to scale that farther.
And so now you're at this point where you can't scale. Is this when about the time you met your current business partner? Were you out there looking or were you working with a mentor at this time? Like how did you get to the next phase here?
Yeah. So I believe some of our best growth periods come through challenges and
They hurt. Like,
say that again.
I said they hurt, right? Though, when sometimes people say, like, you know, some of that big growth, just like you're in the gym when you're really lifting something heavy, like that's when the growth is happening, right?
Oh, amen, man. And in the moment, you're like, dude, why? You know, but I look back at those moments and I am so grateful for them. And God just works in mysterious ways. You know, I'm a very faith, I'm very spiritual person. And I had just found out I was going to become a dad, but listen, that's the only thing I ever knew I wanted to be was to become a dad. This is my late 20s, 29 years old, right? But I knew what type of dad I wanted to be. One, not just to provide temporally, but dude, I wanted to be there and provide emotionally, financially, I mean, intellectually, like I wanted to be there, right?
Yeah.
And so, but my life was very imbalanced. You know, I was making some pretty decent money, but I was not making that money work for me. And so I was very much looking for passive income. And I remember running into Ryan. Ryan was a contact of mine. I was at during a layover at the airport. And he told me that he had, you know, learned how to buy apartment buildings. I mean, I don't even know anybody at all who owns apartment buildings. So I'm thinking like duplex, triplex. He's like, no, dude, like big ass apartment buildings, 100 plus units. And my mind was blown. But then he said something. He said, I mean, this is a quick interaction and a layover, right? And he said, the cash flow from these properties are crazy. And I just remember like jumping on my flight, sitting there, and just that phrase just repeating in my head, the cash flows from these properties are crazy. And it's like, that's what I've been looking for. And so, dude, I dove in full tilt. I went to a class by a guy named Dave Lindahl. Dave Lindahl played a pivotal role in my life. He opened my eyes to the world of apartment investing. And not only did I start to buy apartments actively, so like putting all the deals together, but I started to invest passively. So, you know, a lot of your listeners out here, they probably make, maybe they make great money. Maybe they make good money, right? But they probably pay a lot in taxes. And how are they building up their wealth? You're never going to build up wealth through active income. You build up wealth by taking active income and turning it into passive income. So anything that I make actively, I turn it into real estate, right? That then creates wealth passively. So that's how I've been able to scale and grow to where I'm at today.
Yeah. So I want to, I definitely want to go further into your business and how you're doing it. But before we do that, let's kind of sidebar for a moment. I do want to talk about the upcoming book. And as I mentioned before, we're going to keep it kind of high level on the book because we're going to bring you back on the show and we'll do a full interview on just the book. But what are some of the ideas or some of the things that you plan to propose?
Yeah. One of the biggest things you'll hear me talk about in there is value creation leads to wealth creation. Value creation leads to wealth creation. Also, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Also, how just what like what risk really is. That how to think bigger in our lives, essentially. Like so many people think that bigger means more risk, when in reality, it gives you more chances to win. You know, single family. I'll just hint this. So many people start with single family because they think it's a safer investment. That's literally one of the most risky investments that you could do out there in the marketplace, because people buy and sell those based off of emotion. An apartment building is not bought and sold off of emotion. It's bought and sold off of it's a business decision. It's literally valued, ran, operated, valued like a true operating business. And so it's a business decision. And when you hear me, last thing that I'll say on this, when you hear me say value creation leads to wealth creation, I just want to put this, like paint this picture. Our investors, right? When I was buying and you know running and renting single family properties, I didn't have room for investors. There was just not enough profit. But now I do. And I mean, in you know, we have investors that once again they want to put their money to work and still work their job, but put their money to work in something passively backed by a hard asset. And 2022, we were able to distribute over $54 million. Of returns to investors. Just paint that picture. $54 million of returns to investors. And that's an amazing thing, man. That's like one of the funnest things that I've ever been able to do in my professional career, is to look back and be like, wow, $54 million distributed to investors. Yeah. And that's valuable.
It's amazing. When you were back in the college days, maybe you had the vision for it, maybe not, but I'm still picturing that first property you're renting out to your buddies, and to think, you know, many years later to return over $54 million. It's a journey, right?
Journey, man. It's such a journey. It's such a journey that I'm so grateful for, you know, very, very grateful for. You'll also hear me talk about in the book, some of the clients and students that we've worked with, because not only do we invest in real estate with our investors passively, we also show people how to actively invest in real estate. And we've changed a lot of lives doing that as well, man. Our network over the past year and a half, 2 years, has acquired over half a billion, close to $750 million of real estate over the past couple of years, which is unbelievable. It's great. As well.
It's amazing. Let's go further in your company. So multifamily capital partners. So of course it's real estate, it was syndication, working with clients, but tell us a little bit more about it.
So let's say that, so we buy apartment buildings with investors. Okay. Let's just get super simple here. So say that somebody has some money, they want to invest in real estate, but they don't know how to identify a good property, or they don't know how to identify the area to invest in, or they don't want to be a landlord, you know? Now, there's obviously a lot of nuances that go with owning and operating the type of real estate that we own. Well, we do all that for people. We identify the good properties. We identify the good areas. We use our team, our resources to pool the funds together, guarantee the loans, and give individuals, you know, like this individual has some money to invest, give them the opportunity to own one of the best asset classes out there, apartment buildings, without having to do with the hassle of those apartment buildings. So that's what we do, right? So we use our connections and everything that we do to run and own and operate these properties so passive investors can own and benefit from everything that real estate has to provide along with us. And cool thing, Adam, I didn't even know that this was possible or that this industry even existed. Well, until I did, right?
Yeah.
And that was so fun to introduce people to it. So,
what are the type of investors you typically work with? Like what's typically a good fit to work with your team?
Yeah. So accredited investors, you know, you qualify as an accredited investor. What's cool about this, man, these real estate investments used to only be accessible for the wealthiest 1% of the 1%. But now through the model that we have, we're able to introduce it to accredited investors and sophisticated investors. So these are individuals who have either they make pretty decent money, you know, over 200,000 if you're single, over 300,000 if you're married, or have a net worth of $1 million, not including the value of your home, or even just have some real estate or some investment experience. Like these individuals who have investment experience, have some money to invest, 50,000 plus to invest, and we help them put that money to work. So those are our most ideal clients, I guess, on the multifamily capital partner side. And then the multifamily mindset side, it's people who are wanting to enhance their lives and take a different journey in life. You know, some people already make great money and they just want to put that money to work. That's awesome. Some people are just in a rut and they're not making great money and they want to learn how to do that. That's the multifamily mindset side.
For the actual property side of things, you said buying apartment buildings. Like, can you tell us a little bit more about the criteria, or maybe some of the things that you're looking for, whether it's geographies, occupancy, whatever it is?
Yeah, a number of different things that we target within these areas that we go to. So first, I'll take it at a bigger level, right? Before I get to the property level, I'm going to talk about a market level. So there is some threats that are being posed right now, right? One of those is just this lack of affordable housing, and that's due to interest rates, maybe some supply chain issues, inflation, those kind of things. And so this is why, by the way, this is why most Americans are stuck in this risky, volatile type of investments like the stock market and crypto and single family. It's because it's all they know and it's easy to get access to those things. So that's what they're stuck in. So what we do is one of the things that I learned very early on, and I started in this business in 2014. So I want to paint this picture, right? Start in 2014. At that point, everyone's telling me, dude, the market's going to correct. Be careful. We've been on, you know, a bullish run. But what I learned is how to buy in any stage of the market. At any given point, there's four stages of a market cycle. And you can buy in any of these stages, but you need to know how to buy and what the strategies are with you know, within the stage that you're in. So one of the biggest things we look at, job growth, because job growth brings people into an area and it also pays those people money that allows them to afford the rents that we charge, right, to live in our apartments.
Yep.
We also look at household formations. So not just population, but household formation. These are actually households that are forming, which is in direct correlation with demand for our product, right? So this supply demand imbalance is what we're looking for. Those are these basic metrics that we look at for a market. And then from there, we drill down deeper into a property level. So I don't know if you have any questions before I go into the property level, but you let me know and I can keep going.
So keep going for now. Keep going for now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So property level, we look for, they're called light value add properties. Okay. So all this means is we're not buying these new developments. We're also, because those are some of the riskiest types of real estate. We're also not buying brand new. We're definitely not buying shitty ones either. Okay. We're buying ones in an inflationary market like this. Here's what you want to look for. In an inflationary market like the one that we are in, you want to buy assets that have lower overhead, lower capital expenditures in. So these are the types of assets we buy. We call them B class assets. So this is something that would be 90s product or newer. So built in the 90s or newer, that have anywhere from you know, an occupancy level of 85 to 90%. So occupancy is still dipping, but we're able to catch it before it dips below 85%, which means we're able to get the best debt terms on there. And then it's a B property in a B area. And then capital expenditures in anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 per door is, you know, this target that we're looking for. This target is very well positioned for us to be able to drive the values up. Like literally drive, we call it forced appreciation, drive the values up by enhancing and increasing the net operating income, but also stability within, you know, markets that are unstable. So it's this balance of growth with stability. I believe our number one job is to protect investor capital. Number two is to grow it. And you can't grow it unless you protect it. So that's how the sequence goes.
And for those that, as you mentioned, like many people, they may make a good salary, they may make good money, but they maybe haven't had as much experience with real estate because they've invested in just stock market or other things that were on their radar, and they've always wanted to get into real estate. I never like to assume that anybody understands maybe the benefits of investing in a syndication, whether it's you know, diversification, or the list goes on and on. I'd like to hear from you though. Like, what are some of the benefits of investing in a syndication?
Great question. We actually have a fund model now, which is we structure our fund the same as a syndication though. So what are the benefits? Well, a syndication. So for an example, okay, a syndication is, in the most basic terms, it's two or more parties coming together, doing something that they couldn't do on their own, right? Investors could not just buy these properties on their own. It takes a lot more than that. And we, as active investors, would be very limited in how many apartments we could buy, or the level of apartment we could buy without investors. So we come together. But we don't just buy one property now. What we do is, our investors, we have a very healthy track record. We've been doing this for a while now. Mm-hmm. And so we have a fund, and that fund buys multiple assets within the fund for what you just said, which is diversification. So it allows us to diversify risk over multiple assets while maximizing return over those assets, right? You're not just putting your eggs in one basket. I literally believe that if you put all of your eggs in one basket, well, somebody will take all the eggs and the damn basket. So you have to diversify them, right? So we help investors diversify over multiple assets. But some of the things that people don't even recognize or understand is the other benefits. And, you know, this time of year, people will, I don't know, this will resonate, but do tax benefits.
Yeah.
Multifamily assets have some of the best tax benefits available out there. Like, if I make on our properties, okay, even though real estate generally appreciates in value, we have physical components that depreciate in value. The IRS knows that. And so they offer us this big tax write-off that offsets the cash flow. So you make 8% in the stock market, you're going to pay some taxes on that. You make 8% cash flow on one of our properties, you're going to keep, it's not an exact science, but typically you'll keep 8%. So that alone is an amazing thing to be able to benefit from. And then you benefit from the growth and the equity side of that as well. One other aspect of that is the debt. We guarantee all of the debt. I'm a preferred borrower with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. So we take our broker relationship, source the deal. And then I'm a preferred borrower with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which are some of the best loans you can get out there. Some individual who's looking to go buy a single family property could not source the types of debt that we can source as a company. We use those, and we guarantee all the debt, but we pass off all the benefits of that debt to our investors. Very few people recognize and understand how powerful that is to them until they're part of it.
So for example, when you talk about having tax benefits, it's not, they're also getting the tax benefits, right?
Yes. So a lot of operators, because we don't have to pass the tax benefits down. We could keep them all at our level, but we do not do that, man. We pass all the tax benefits down. And it's, once again, because value creation leads to wealth creation. I just believe in abundance. And what I mean by that is, the more that we can, I believe in investor relationships are sacred relationships. Like, the more that we can make our investors happy, the more that they're going to want to continue to reinvest with us. And I'm not looking to gain an investor once. I'm looking to gain an investor for a lifetime. You do that by making sure that it's beneficial for them to invest with you for a lifetime.
Yeah. And you don't have 54 million, you know, plus in payouts without operating like that. So I like to tie those two things together. As you mentioned earlier about, you know, some of the individuals that maybe are high income earners make a lot, there's only so much many times I've found that they're going to be able to do that's going to be able to give them a tax beneficial investment. I mean, after they crossed, you know, did the normal, you know, small 401k contribution or whatever they were doing, like that allowed whatever their, you know, deferred tax or anything else. Like, there's only so many other things over time you're going to be able to do, especially when it comes to diversifying and bringing in cash flow. So that's where I see that kind of really nice sweet spot, especially for the earner that's making a lot of money, but is, let's just say, paying quite a bit as well in taxes.
Well, dude, I'll tell you where things started to change for me, because I agree with everything you just said. And where things started to change for me, Adam, is when I understood the, how to make infinite returns. And that's, you know, a bold statement, but I want to paint this picture. I started So let's say that I have $100,000 that I'm going to invest. Okay. Mm-hmm. I invest into this piece of real estate. Well, let's backtrack it this way. Let's look at it this way. Let's say that I'm putting together a deal that we need to raise $3 million for, as an example. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have these individual investors who come in at $100,000 clips, whatever they're going to invest. And I source the deal, I run the deal. And once again, these deals are valued not by comparables in the market, but by the actual NOI, like a true operating business once again. So I drive the value of this business up over the next 3-4 years. And then I go back to Fannie Freddie and I say, hey, my loan is about to expire. Would you like to offer another loan? Would you like to be the, you know, once again, put, you know, be the lender again? And they're going to be like, well, yeah, they're going to look at the NOI boost. They're going to be like, yes, we would love to be the lender. So we put another loan together. Now let's say that loan is enough to, once again, so refinance enough to, let's say that at a bare minimum, all it is it's enough to pay off or to return the capital to my investor. So once again, I raise $3 million. And now I get another loan in place to take $3 million out and distribute back out to my investors. Okay. That's a return of capital, not a return on capital. Yeah. So let's say that you were one of those investors,
which
Adam.
Which means you're giving them their money back. Grand. Which means they're giving you
get a check. Yeah, you get a check for $200,000. Yeah. You're going to go to your accountant and your accountant's going to say, hey, that's a non-taxable event. You're going to be like, holy shit, I wish I would have invested more. And you're going to take that and you're going to reinvest into another deal that we have. Okay. But in this other deal that we just cashed you out of, you still participate in all future equity growth, all future cash flow, but you don't have any money in, which means if you don't have any more money in because we've already cashed you out, now you own two deals, and on the deal that you have no money in and you still participate in all future equity, all future cash flow, do your returns on that is are infinite there on out. So as you continue to compound and do that time and time again, dude, it is massive for wealth generation.
Yeah, absolutely. Tyler, I want to spend some time on the multifamily mindset. You mentioned that a couple times and you have quite a few students now. Tell us more about it.
I love what we do there, man. You know, multifamily real estate changed my life. And I know that that's a cliche thing to say, but it literally did, man. It changed my trajectory in life. And I'm grateful for that. And I told you that Dave Lindahl started to teach. He was the first one to introduce me to it. And then I started to speak and teach at some of his classes that he had. And I fell in love with that process because I was introducing people to the same thing that I had been introduced to. And I saw them change their lives. And so in 2020, when everyone like took this step back and we formed the multifamily mindset, man. We saw that there was this need. People literally needed hope, man. They needed hope. And so we created our education company, the Multifamily Mindset. I interviewed hundreds of people, man, before starting that, became weaponized with what we needed to structure and what we needed to put together. And we have trained a whole bunch of people, man, a whole bunch of people over these last couple of years. And, it has been thousands of people. Literally, we've trained thousands of people and we have helped them acquire, once again, nearly $1 billion worth of real estate over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it is so fun, man. My ultimate thing is I want to make an impact, man. That's I want to make an impact. I want people to come to my funeral and be like, that dude changed my life. And I know like my investors, you know, aren't going to come to my funeral and be like, that dude got me a 25% return and changed my life. Like, they'll be grateful, but I mean, they're probably not going to do that. But these individuals that we've been able to train and educate on mindset and multifamily and help them acquire, I mean, they will absolutely, I know, dude, they will come to my funeral and say those things. And that's a mission that absolutely matters to me. So,
yeah. And so tell me a little bit more about the program or how it works. I know there'll be some people here that are watching this and some listeners, and they'll want to hear more after this. So tell me a little bit more about how it works.
So we're a mindset and multifamily education company. So mindset is critical. It's literally, I believe, what sets us apart in that education space. Yes, we're multifamily, but we track our success far more on just helping people acquire deals. We want them to enhance their lives in every aspect, man, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and definitely financially as well, right? But once again, in order to enhance our lives financially, I just believe that those other aspects also have to be in line. And so we teach people mindset, man. We teach people mindset. We teach them how to, we call it catch themselves in error-ridden thinking. We all have these error-ridden thoughts. We all have these moments of uncertainty and doubt. We show them how to catch that so that they can correct it. Like, the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people, one of the major differences is the ability to catch yourself when you're thinking in error-ridden ways, correct course, because then you can continue to maintain momentum. We teach them these principles that of, once again, ownership and catching yourself and recorrecting, which then, dude, that translates into being a better parent. That translates into being better at your current job that you have. Like, we have testimonials of people being like, man, I did a deal, but before I even did a deal, like, I got 2 raises at my job. I have better connection with my kids, better connection with my spouse. Like, those are the things that light me up. Listen, real estate is just like this byproduct of that, right? Cool. Wealth creation is a byproduct of that. But connecting with your kids, connecting with your spouse, like, I mean, human connection is the purpose of life, man. And so that's what we do, man. We walk people through this educational, experiential mentorship program to help them enhance their lives in every way possible. And once again, man, one of the most rewarding things that I have done past being a parent in my entire life, and I'm very, very, very grateful for the opportunity that I have to do that and all those individuals who have entrusted us to help them with that.
Hmm. Now, when somebody, you mentioned mentorship within the program. So is this online? Is it videos? Is it in person? Is it events? Like, give us a feel for kind of the delivery of the content and like just the ongoing support.
Yeah, all the above. So we have in-person events. So our kind of our flow, right? We have in-person events that lay the foundation to everything. And then we definitely have an online curriculum that people can go through. But throughout that online curriculum, dude, they're going to need help, man. So we have one-on-one support that they can call into with our team of coaches. And we have the most amazing team of coaches. And not just because of their real estate knowledge, but because of their heart, like because of the people that they are. We hire people far more off of just culture than I believe culture will trump strategy all day. And our culture is one of positivity, love, and service and value. And so definitely in person, definitely online. I mean, and then continual touch points throughout. Now we're about to have our biggest networking event of the year. It's called Peak Partnership. So any of your listeners who are listening to this, I'm not sure when this will air, but I know we're live, but I know that it'll air on your podcast. Yeah. That Peak Partnership event is February. Let me look actually, so I don't mess it up. February, I think it's 17th through 19th in Orlando, Florida. And it's an amazing event. It's by far my favorite event of the year, man. It is where, you know, we'll have close to 1,500 people there. And these are individuals who are actively investing, passively investing. We have amazing keynote speakers who will be there. You know, Inky Johnson will be there. Emily Ford will be there. Larry Yatch will be there. Tyler Devereaux will be there, you know.
Yeah, Tyler.
But the key and the it is that, once again, the connection, human connection, going there to network with some of the most amazing people in this space. So,
oh man, that's exciting. And this will definitely be live on the podcast before then. And we'll definitely put some links in the show notes to this as well. So Tyler, I just have to say it's been awesome having you on the show today to get to know more about you, your background, how all this started from getting your first property just to have your buddy stay in it and not even thinking about the money side, trying to break even to, you know, over $54 million in payouts. And then through your coaching program and just extended network that you've helped, you know, almost $1 billion in transactions. I mean, that it, and your company controlling over $400 million. I mean, that's just, it's just quite an accomplishment, quite a career. And you're still young guy. So plenty of road ahead. So I'm excited to continue to watch your journey and to continue to watch you grow and you to help others grow. And you know, when this book comes out, man, and we're bringing you on the show, we're going to do all kinds of promotion. Pumped about that. But for now, I know you got a lot on your plate. I just have to ask, what's next for you? What's next for the companies?
I love it. First off, man, it's fun to hear you say all those things you just said, because
it's a lot.
I mean, I know all those things, but man, it is, you know. And so I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. So you ask what's next for our business. Well, our motto is invest with aloha. And, you know, I live out here in Maui. Maui was a dream of ours for a very long time. And to live out here, I'm very grateful for that. And our motto is invest with aloha. Most people think aloha and they think, you know, hello, goodbye. But dude, here's what I want people to understand. And this will help you understand as well where we will be and where we're going. And how we'll get there, okay? Which the true meaning of aloha, alo means to see, okay? To see. So it's, hey, I see the God in you and you see the God in me. Like, I see you as a person. I see the amazing, just the potential that you have as a person, the potential that you can impact other people. I see you. And I know that if I see you in that light, well, then you see me in that light. Like, I just believe what surrounds us is within us, right? So I see you. And then ha is the breath of life. It literally means to breathe. So aloha literally means to breathe life into people. And we breathe life into people by just enhancing their belief on what's possible in their life. Like one of the biggest challenges that I have experienced in my life is belief on what's truly possible. I wasn't surrounded by individuals that owned the type of things that we just talked about. Not even remotely close. Like, so belief was a big barrier. And as we can continue to show people what's possible and breathe life into them by showing them what's possible, their belief is enhanced. And everything starts with that belief. And we also breathe life into people by offering passive investments, right? By teaching people mindset and giving them peace of mind by taking ownership of their life. Literally ownership of every aspect of our life. When we know and we understand that we are in control of our lives, every aspect of our lives, we begin once again to be the creator of circumstance, not just the victim of it. And for the longest time, man, I played the victim in my life. And I think a lot of people, I would say most people, play the victim in their life. And so where will we be and what's next for our business, man? More impact. We will be all of that. Investing with aloha will absolutely lead us to become a multi-billion-dollar organization. And money is not the mission. I'm going to tell you that. Money is not the mission. The mission is people. People is our mission. The money is simply an indicator that the mission mattered to enough people. And if you want to make millions, impact millions. You want to make billions, impact billions. And we've made hundreds of millions because we've impacted that many. What's next is billions. And we only do that, man, by continuing to amplify our message, letting people know what's possible, and investing in them with aloha. Like, if you come to any of our trainings and our classes, I'm not the most successful multifamily investor out there. I am not the best instructor out there, but you'll be hard pressed to find anybody who is more grateful than me. And people come to our trainings and they get so much out of the trainings because they understand that the gratitude we have to be there to teach them, the responsibility that we take because of that for other people in our lives. And man, we just breathe life into them in every way because people have breathed, you know, put that breath of life into us. And I'm grateful for that, man. So impact at a higher level, always, continually. And that is because of the people we serve and those within our organization who continually just do dedicate so much of their time and their energy and their life into breathing life into others, man. So that's what's next, dude.
Love it. And we're grateful for you and all the hard work that you're doing. And speaking of the work side of things, if somebody is watching this or listening to this and they want to connect with your team, what's the best way for them to follow up?
Love it. So, I mean, hit me up on social media. You can certainly do that. Tyler Devereaux on all major platforms. Instagram's probably my most active platform. But then our website too, themultifamilymindset.com, themultifamilymindset.com, and or mfcapitalpartners.com. Go to any one of those, man, connect. I would love to connect too. Let me know that you came through the Mission Matters podcast with Adam, and would love to connect to provide value any way that we can and connect to you any way that we can. So,
yeah, fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes along with the event information so that our, and you said that was coming out. The event was mid-February, I think. Is that all on the same website? Just want to make sure people got it.
Yeah. If they go to the multifamilymindset.com, they will see the information for that event. Yeah. And get there, man. Awesome. I would love it. And if you, hey, you come there, come and say hello. I would love to meet you for sure. So.
Oh man, love it. So we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can go check it out. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, really what gets them fired up to go make a difference in the marketplace and in people's lives. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Tyler, again, awesome working with you today. I can't wait to the next time. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it, man. Have a great day.